Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. Welcome, all of you. It's great to be back behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering some emails. I want to welcome all of you to the Invent America segment of our radio program, Home Talk USA. It's a segment that we do in the second hour of each week, where we talk to product inventors from all over the country, where we kind of give you a blueprint that if you have an idea on maybe a technology and not familiar about the process, but that's why we're here to help. And I'd like to welcome to the show right now, they call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. It's always a tongue thing for me, you know, with that. I can never get it out, you know.
Well, sometimes it is for me, too. And, you know, it does belong to me, and I have been using it for a long time. But every once in a while, I'm thinking faster than I can talk, and
yeah.
There it goes.
But we only got so much time to talk, and you're right. I talk quick because I want to try to get all that information. And everybody's always said, hey, Cajun man, just slow down. I said, well, hey, we got a clock here that we have to do. But Rita, welcome back again, and we're having a great time with the Invent America segment of Home Talk, a little section of the show that we do on the second hour of each week. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the purpose of the show and, you know, what kind of information we would like to get out there? And, of course, our guests.
Well, you know, it's like you can read my mind because that's exactly what I was thinking about. And, you know, Invent America, our name, is because America invents. We've always been full of inventors across this country. And, you know, our best inventors are the people that are working out in the field or something. And it's like the tool breaks and they've got to have a better way to do it. And when your introduction was going on, I was thinking it's like there's so many inventors that have those brilliant ideas and they really don't know then the first steps. And that's what we're here to provide, is because our show broadcasts from coast to coast and a lot of the people will pick it up and they're out in rural America. And all of a sudden they go, oh, well, that's the way I should do this. And that's what we're here to do, is to provide them with, like you said, the blueprint of what's my first step. How do I make sure, one, I'm not infringing on somebody else? And then how do I go about protecting my idea so that I can get it out there for other people to use? And so we go through those steps. We talk about different challenges. We talk about different resources so that we're really providing and entertaining, because a lot of our inventors just have the best stories to tell. And, you know, they've had problems, so our experts help solve the problems. And we're off to the races. We've got great entertainment because everybody says, oh, I've always dreamed about being an inventor. So we can help them with their fantasy land, and hopefully we get, you know, some of those with fantasy land into reality check.
Well, and I can recall last week's show that, by the way, was one of our top-rated shows because we talked about something last week that was very important, product liability, because basically you can have that idea, put it on a piece of paper, get your patent down, get your molding done, you're ready to produce this, and then all of a sudden you find out you have a product liability issue because the product you want to put on the market, is the liability part of it might very well over exceed what is required by law, and you can't even get your product on a market. So you spent all this money, now you can't even get your product out unless one of the big boys come in and, you know, private license it.
So right, exactly. And there's so many challenges. In a couple of weeks, I've got a guest lined up already that's going to specifically talk about then the different categories of product liability, because it's different in home health care and babies is a big one, to the pet market, which isn't as big a deal. So we're going to talk about, you know, those different industries that people can be in and how the product liability insurance impacts their ability to get it to market and what they need to do then to be able sooner rather than later understand that.
Yeah. And then at the end of the hour, at the last segment of the show, we always like to give that information how you have, if you have an idea of what the process is to get your product on this show. Because we are because we are not a pay to play network. We're not a brokered network. We don't charge anybody to be on this radio program. Well, we're just looking for the technologies of the future. And that's what keeps this show on the air. And I tell you, I was in your booth at the trade show, and I had a chance to talk to a majority of your inventors. And I need to tell you, the ideas and the entrepreneurship that they possess is amazing. And this is what it's all about. Just to talk to one of these inventors really gives you the positiveness of to say, you know what? Look, the progressives in this country want to kill America. The progressives in this country want to stifle invention, want to stifle manufacturing. They want to kill the idea. But I need to tell you, progressives out there, and this is not a political show, I'm just making a statement. Hey, America's not dead. America's coming back. And if you're going to keep throwing, you know, darts at it, hey, you might hit that board a couple times, but at the end of the day, it's the will of the American dream, the American to provide a family, to provide a great, so you can raise your family in a good area. Because I tell you, I did a show about 15 years ago on manufacturing communities that have manufacturing, and I need to tell you, Rita, the quality of life of these areas are amazing. Good schools, very reasonable tax areas, and it's because, look, let's face it, providing a great American job provides the American confidence that keeps this big clog wheel rolling. Just a fact. It's just a fact, you know?
Well, and it's amazing, you know, I've gone through, and even though an inventor may license their idea, they're going to use somewhere between 12 and 15 different service providers getting their product teed up. So they do help keep America at work, even if they're not doing manufacturing, because that's more the startup realm. We don't work as much in that realm. And so we talk about it, but the whole idea is that America inventing is America producing jobs. Next week we're going to talk a little bit about the scoundrels out there, because I want all of the inventors out there to know where to be aware of what can, you know, really tank their idea. And it's the scoundrels. And there's a bunch of them. We're going to talk about them next week.
Well, very well said. Hey, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, me and Rita, the inventor lady, we got our first guest, our first inventor. I think we're going to be talking about the handy hamper helper. Boy, that is a tongue twister.
Handy
hamper helper. What are you doing to me, Rita? Oh, my God.
We're testing you.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe it. All right, we're going to take a short break. Always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. We're going to be right back. Yay! To the Invent America Show.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country.
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We are live every Saturday at 4 o'clock Central Time when we put out the live single through all our radio affiliates, all our terrestrial radio affiliates. And if you catch us, other than 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, you can catch our podcast, our online streaming at HometalkUSA.com. You could also go to the Inventor Lady website and catch the show where we download the show on her website also. So it's a whole bunch of ways of catching the radio program, the Invent America show. All right, Rita, we have our first guest. Can you tell us who we have?
Our first guest today is John Lopez. He is from Tampa, Florida. Always very interested in the mechanical engineering and the way he could use that skill set to solve everyday problems. So, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rita. Glad to be here.
So John is the inventor. His most recent one is the Handy Hamper Helper. And Michael and I were laughing that if you say that three times real fast, you'll fall over. So, John, you tell us a little bit about what the Handy Hamper Helper does.
All right. Yeah, the Handy Hamper Helper, what's my tongue too, is a hamper that you, of course, keep your laundry in it. And it has a lift so that when you empty out your laundry, it's an upright hamper. And rather than bending over into the hamper to get them socks or whatever on the bottom, you simply just pull up on the handle and it brings your clothes up to your level so that you don't have to stoop over into the basket and you can empty it out from the top.
And it works great. Yeah, it works great.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the hardware show with us a few years ago, and your original one was made out like a traditional hamper. It was plastic.
Yes.
But at that point now, manufacturing and the green effort was starting to take hold and starting to push on us. So what did you find out, and how did you fix the problem?
Yes, I had to think more about it, and once I found out the cost was outrageous for the plastic mold, I decided to come up with a fabric basket hamper that it could be made of fabric in different colors, and you can also fold it up, and it has wheels on it, and it performs the same way where you can lift up your laundry or any other items that you may have, simple groceries, et cetera. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting that by making that change from the plastic mold and the traditional plastic hamper, which, you know, the stores don't want it taking up shelf space, it's expensive to ship, there were a lot of reasons why companies are starting to move away from those big plastic molds. We've seen the same issue come up in coolers. But by changing it then to being that plastic or that fabric one where it folds up nice and easily, you're exactly right. It's easier now to take to a grocery store and to use in a grocery store. It's easier to use if you were traveling. It's just a lot easier to manufacture, to ship, the shelf space that it would take up, the packaging that it would need. So just making that one simple change has a pretty big impact.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. It adds a lot more to it, and it's great for storage as well. When you're done with it, simply fold it up, hang it up, you know, or set it in your closet.
Yeah, I was really impressed because we took your new prototype, Ben, to the show with us 2 years ago, and that's where we were able to really get some interest in it. But it was because you had, you know, taken the initiative to change that original prototype into the fabric one that folded up, and it was a suitcase manufacturer then that said, aha, this has got some serious legs to it, no pun intended, because it's a, you know, wheels and pull-up. But it really did make a difference then in the cost to the consumer because of the cost of the manufacturing will be more reasonable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what is your goal then with the Handy Hamper Helper? Tell everybody.
Well, I'd like to share my experience with it and see how people feel about it and possibly have it licensed if anybody has any interest in it.
So, and that's one of the things. I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Is it on the market ready to go now, though? I didn't hear that.
No, sir.
Okay, so you're in a, what, prototype stage, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, how did the show work out for you, though? You got some bites?
Yeah,
when we were at the show 2 years ago, we did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had Walmart was interested, or Home Depot, I'm sorry, on their website, was interested in it from Canada. And a couple other ones, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was actually a suitcase manufacturer where they were looking at it from that point of view of they were manufacturing those pull suitcases, and they liked that internal mechanism that would allow someone to pull up whatever was in the bottom of the case to then waist level. So we are looking at licensing. So we are going after, if there's anybody out there that's curious about this, they need to get a hold of me or John and ask us about licensing. And they can do it through the Inventor Lady website by just clicking on the Contact Us form.
Does he, Ray, let me ask you, does he have other, does he have other products he's working on?
John?
As far as inventions?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have one other one that I had patented, and
all right.
It is a, yes, you want to know what it
know,
is?
Yeah, no, not right now, we will get back on it, because if,
right.
if we have to do a show, and if I give
sure.
all the information, then I got no show.
Okay.
All right, Rita, you can find all this information on your website, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, can you give that website again, Rita?
InventorLady.com.
Ventilated.com. Great. Well, thank you so much, John Lopez. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a short break. Me and the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. This is the Invent America Show, segment of Home Talk radio program right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We both be right back. Yay!
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. President Biden officially has a primary challenger.
Self-help author Marianne Williamson made it official. She's running for the 2024 Democratic nomination for president.
I request your donation. I request your volunteerism. I request your help. And I say to you now, again, hear me. It's our turn. Let's do this. Thank you.
About 600 people turned out for her announcement rally in Washington's Union Square. I'm John Schaefer.
And there may be another challenger, a name very familiar in politics, Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm thinking about it.
Winter storms across parts of the country are to blame for flight delays and cancellations. According to FlightAware, more than 700 flights canceled, over 1,800 delayed today due to strong winds and heavy snow. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget, I want to invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. We have 61 episodes ready for you to watch on our on demand. So that's HomeTalkTV.com. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Invent America radio program, the radio segment of Home Talk USA radio program. Rita, who's our next inventor?
Our next inventor is Jacob Maurice. He is out of Utah, and he invented the Microfold stroller. Now, it helps if you understand a little bit about Jacob's background and why he's on today, is that he's a mechanical product designer since 2006. And as a father of 10 children, he is very motivated to help families and individuals invent things and get them prototyped and manufactured into the marketplace. It's going to make family life easier. So the Microfold stroller is a good example of that. But the challenge is, and when I'd asked Jacob about this, is that, you know, over that early staging of prototypes, inventors can go through multiple chapters of prototyping. But as now you combine that with how technology has changed and materials have changed so that we've gone to be more focused on eco-friendly products, Jacob's had to go through several stages. So, Jacob, tell us, first of all, what is the Microfold stroller, and then how you've seen materials develop over the last 10, 15 years that's impacted your design?
Yeah, so, excuse me. So the Microfold stroller is a very small folding compact stroller that folds to less than a third the size of the small stroller on the market. So really small, really compact, easy to carry with you. It fits in diaper bags with a lot of extra space. Fits in, actually, I carry it around showing off to people in my computer bag a lot. So I've made several prototypes on this. Most of them are from, pieces of luggage and 3D prints and aluminum tubing. And so material-wise, there's always a lot of kind of struggles of what you want. So in this case, what I'm looking for is basically the smallest parts that can hold and support this thing. Things like looked into carbon fiber, for example, which is super strong, really light, but also quite expensive. And so it's a lot of that kind of, what kind of fabrics do we need? What fabrics do we have out there? So it's a lot of trying to figure out what kind of price point I need with what kind of strength and things I need as well.
Well, and I think you hit on a really important point there, which is, you know, if you're looking at a product that needs to hit a certain price point in the marketplace, how do you, you've got to kind of tackle that from both sides. One is the price point you're trying to hit, which is the multiple of five, and we'll talk about that on another show, how you calculate that. But then on the actual cost, it's like, well, this material is way too expensive. We're never going to hit that price point. This material isn't strong enough, and even though we'd hit the price point, it's not going to be safe enough. So, you know, inventors that at that early stage start messing around with those options are going to have a better chance of getting to market successfully than if they go out with something that's too expensive and then the consumer won't pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And from me, I actually, there's four things to kind of look at, especially with this stroller. There's strength. Are the pieces going to be able to withstand the weights and things they go through? What's the weight and the size of the thing? How does it look? And how durable is this thing going to be over time? And for me, it's kind of choose the lowest cost material that you can that's going to meet your requirements. With this, it's got to look nice, and so I can't go and buy the cheapest fabric that can have the strength. It's got to have a good aesthetic look. It's got to be low weight, so I can't use steel on it because that's going to weigh way more than aluminum, even though aluminum is going to be more expensive. So it's kind of what kind of materials are going to let me hit that price point, but you also have kind of a bottom line of we have to make it for this price so we can sell it for that. So I just look at what's my lowest cost material that's going to meet my requirements and go with that. So that's kind of a good model to use. It doesn't make any sense to spend a whole lot of money on a really nice material that nobody cares about.
True. You're very, very, very true on that. And I get a lot of inventors who don't understand that experimental stage of the prototyping, that we can go through several iterations of a prototype. And in order to get to where we need to be, there's some trial and error on the side of the inventor and the manufacturer.
Well, and there is some give and take too. There's the type of materials you use can either put this in a high-end category or low-end category with the same kind of design, and people can say, yeah, I can justify this because it's got carbon fiber. Of course, that's going to be more expensive. This is awesome. Versus aluminum, well, that's not going to be as good. So you got to look at the kind of give and take. Where do you want to be situated in the market? Do you want a high-end version, a high-end side? And sometimes you can make different versions. You can have a low-end version and a high-end version just based off materials.
Right, and a licensee can actually do a couple of different versions. They could do, that high-end version if they wanted to, maybe with a different material, different name, different packaging. It's not unusual that you've got the same product, different packaging, but basically the same intellectual property covering it, just different, a little bit different look to it.
Yeah, I've got a guitar up here, and I'm looking at my guitar right now. I'm thinking there's places like Gibson and some of those places that have really, really nice guitars that are really well constructed, really good materials, and then they have really low-end guitars, and they're for totally different demographics of people. You long-time users, really good players to new people.
Yeah.
You got to know what are you looking for and who are you trying to sell this to.
All right, we got to step in. All right, Rita. Hey, Jacob, you have a website, morrisproducts.com, right?
Yeah, Morris Products, Morrise Products.com.
Say it one more time.
What Morrise Products.com talks about some of what I do.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jacob. Maurice, hey. Thank you for being our guest, my friend.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right, we've got to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Got to hear from some of our great sponsors by helping to patronize all our great sponsors. Basically, it keeps our show on the air, Rita. Since no guests are charged to be on this radio program. This is the Invent America Show with my guests and my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. Segment of our Home Talk USA radio program. I'm a Cajun man. I'll be right back. Yay!
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Invent America radio show, the radio segment of Home Talk USA. I want to welcome all of you with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, we got our last guest. Who you got lined up for us?
Well, our product expert today is Ron Engsted. He is the president and CEO of Rapid Pro Manufacturing. And in 2001, he was, you're going to love this, he was the production manager and VP at Intermountain Railway Company, which was a model train manufacturing company. And then he and a business partner purchased Rapid Prototyping Corporation, and he put his engineering prototyping services to great use. And now he helps inventors do their prototypes and get set up for manufacturing. So, Ron, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your expertise. And the topic for you today to address is how materials have changed in cost and in the options of those materials over the last 15 years.
Well, Rita and Mike, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be joining you today. And, you know, that's a great question. The costs and even some of the characteristics that are available today compared to 15 or 20 years ago have changed quite a bit. And, it kind of depends on the specifics of the project, but I think with all of our economic awareness and with the costs going up in the supply chain, it's really forced a lot of us to really, dig deep in finding other options and other more cost-effective materials and maybe even manufacturing methods to help our customers and to help inventors, to be more frugal with their cash flow. We all need to keep an eye on that cash and not spend anything extra that we don't need to. So I think, as we get into some of the specifics, plastics kind of make the world go round and have for a long, long time, but those petroleum-based products can be expensive, and also, as we know, they fill up our landfills and they do not degrade. So especially biodegradable materials have become more and more prevalent as we're looking to solve some of those long-term solutions, long-term problems.
I would think that an inventor is better off sooner rather than later contacting someone like you to help them understand options and the costs.
So, Rita, you hit the nail on the head right there. In our design processes and practices, we really focus on design for manufacturability. But even before that, it goes to, an inventor or an entrepreneur that comes up with a new product concept or idea. They've got a vision of, kind of what they see the product being as an end result. It's important for our design team to understand exactly, what their goals are and what they're after. And then we can start presenting options on how to accomplish those goals. Sometimes there's a disconnect in assumptions that are made by an inventor that doesn't have that manufacturing experience, and we can oftentimes provide that experience and some options. So, one example is we've got a customer that is in the remodeling industry, and you're familiar with the recessed can lights, right, that go in basements mm-hmm. and a lot of remodels, a lot of new construction. Well, when the electricians install those and then the drywallers come in and work around those, they have to put the drywall in and some finish, and then they've got to texture and paint those enclosures, and they have to mask the electronics inside. So one of our customers came up with an idea that is a pre-designed masking disc that goes into the recessed can to protect it from the paint and the texture. So we've made that in two versions. One is a plastic version that's reusable, so it can be cleaned and reused over and over again for a decade. The other is disposable, and those are made out of just what we're talking about, a paper pulp injected material that is biodegradable and can be discarded and thrown away and doesn't end up in a landfill. And if it does, it biodegrades and turns into the earth.
All right, Ron.
Wonderful.
So we're out of time, Ron. I apologize. Like I said, it goes pretty quick. Now, you have a website,
sure.
rapidpro.com, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's where we can find you, rapidpro.com. Great. Well, Ron,
yep,
thank you so much for being our guest, my friend. I know we're definitely going to get you back in the near future, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. It was fun to join you today.
All right, great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, me and the Inventor Lady, we're going to wrap up the Invent America show. Don't go nowhere, though. We're going to have some important breaking news coming up right when we come back off a break. So don't go nowhere. This is Invent America segment. of Home Talk USA radio program. I'm the Cajun Contractor, along with Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. We'll be right back.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back! All right, we're talking, well, we're having a great conversation with C.G. Gersep. He is president of Broadleaf Industries. We're talking about this ultra-light plywood that they distribute. And,
and we're learning about some features and benefits. But let me ask you this, though, CG. What about some endorsements? Do you have some good companies that can say, hey, this is really good stuff, and I recommend it?
Absolutely. You know, you probably heard, might have heard of a YouTube celebrity by the name of Ron Polk. He uses ultralight to make his smart wood shop and the Polk Smart Bench. And a smart wood shop is built in a tow behind trailer.
Wow.
So Ron Polk needs a plywood that is the it'll stand up to about a category seven earthquake, being towed behind a truck every day. So ultralight was his choice for screw holding strength and lightweight. It's the perfect balance. And you check him out on YouTube. He's got he's endorsing it on YouTube as well as he's doing his builds with it.
Wow!
And we all, yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. The workshop is really ingenious. It has everything woodworker would need in a trailer. Fantastic.
Well, where's it available at? I'm sorry.
You can check Ron Polk out on YouTube.
Okay.
And then another endorsement we have is ReParadise. And they use ultralight in their high-end Airstream and Sprinter van builds. I mean, they're a really high-end refitter manufacturer. They were featured on the Netflix show Dream Home Makeover.
CJ, we're out of time. I apologize. Give us that website. How can we learn more about ultralight plywood?
UltraplyXL.com. UltraplyXL.com. And anybody in the United States can get it at reparadise.co. It's reparadise.co. There are exclusive 4x8 manufacturers. They can deliver 10 or 10,000 sheets.
All right. So it's UltraplyXL.com for more information. UltraplyXL.com. Got to run, CJ. Thank you so much, my buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for another hour of the very best of home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Yay!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.